one here, the rowdies one there. They kick the ball around. The rowdies one here, the rowdies one there. Then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are the pig in the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, Sam Monjovi, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer Mr. Zero Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsford and brought to you by the following sponsors. The Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Salen's Meat Products, Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor, Faber Homes, New Way Auto Parts, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. Thanks for joining us. And we're in a very celebratory mood here on the show tonight. And, of course, we're talking about the Western New York Flash. We're looking back at an incredible pair of matches in the WPSL League playoffs as the Flash won their third straight title in three different leagues. And we'll be speaking with head coach Aaron Lines, former member of the Rochester Rhinos, to talk all about that. We'll also preview the big match this Friday night at Salem Stadium, top of the table, USL Pro, the Rhinos in second place, and coming in is the already crowned 2012 regular season champion Orlando City Lions. We'll be joined by current Rhino and former Lion Jack Traynor to talk about that match. And, of course, we'll have the latest soccer news from around the world, including everything that's going on over in London in the Olympics with Dick Howard. And now let's bring in Joe Sirianni, our esteemed host, member of the Lancers Hall of Fame, and future Hall of Famer and color commentator for the WPSL championship match, and he managed to keep Joe Giuliano somewhat calm for the most part. Sam Monjovi.
What an intro.
Goal! No, I won't be saying that on Friday. I leave that to the Spanish times. By the way, Friday night, Sam and I will be very proud and honored to be broadcasting the Rhinos-Orlando City match on UNation or USL Live. So if you're at the match, tune in on your cellular device and listen to us try to give you the best commentary there is available here in the United States.
And I'm predicting a 4-0 win by the Rhinos.
Well, that would certainly turn the table, but it's going to be a great match. We'll talk about that a little bit later, but let's talk about the Flash to start with. Congratulations to the entire organization, and if it got any more exciting, I'd probably be in the hospital from a heart attack.
Well, let me tell you one thing. I almost got ejected from the game.
Again?
Because the referee was so, made me so nervous. I kicked every ball they kicked. I hollered at everything that he called, that she called or didn't call, and I got so many dirty looks from the fourth official and the Rhino person that was there that you cannot believe. They even told me to shut up.
Joe, you got to calm down. You got to drink some wine before, or maybe they.
I think I got to do
maybe
something.
Maybe you shouldn't drink some wine. I don't know.
It wasn't not only me. Even my brother, which is usually a very quiet guy, he was out. Referee, what's the matter, you?
See, you should say it in Italian because then no one will understand what he's saying anyway. But, yeah, it was unbelievable. What a both matches. I mean, the Flash came from behind against New York to win, and, of course, that 96-minute equalizer. And I'm going to ask you, Joe, since you are the soccer emeritus here in Rochester, have you ever seen a more dramatic finish to a match? I mean, the only thing I can think of is Ibrahim Silva scoring in Toronto in the 77 playoffs, and Doug Miller's the 89th minute goal at the first match at Frontier Field.
I have to tell you, Andrew, that the experience of what I experienced at the Flash game, the other night, it was reminiscent of those two events that you talked about. I was ready to go home. I tell you, I was ready to go home because I thought that the way Chicago was playing and the way things were going, it was all over. And then when Tony Presley took the shot from almost half,
about 25, 30 yards.
25 yards. and the ball went in, ricocheted from the top and went in. And, you know, their goalie had played superbly all night long. And, you know, I have to be truthful, because I think that Chicago at time was the better team. You know, because they, you know, they came in, once they scored their goal, they bunkered down, and they just, all they were doing were defending, and they were very physical.
Very physical.
And when the coach made the change, they put Tony Presley in there, and the other girl that I, you know, the other girl that replaced the midfield, I can't think of her name right now, but...
Well, Jody Ann Robinson came in late in the second half as
they
well.
Made
she
the
was
difference.
A spark in that New York
They
win.
Made the difference.
It was, the Coach Lyons made some great substitutions. I think the coach from Chicago, I think he... Unfortunately, I think he one of the reasons why they did not win the match. I think he made some poor decisions. Rory Gamkes, I believe, is pronounced.
Yeah.
He left basically Chicago with no field subs after the 82nd minute. He took out Michelle Weisenhofer, who had been the most dangerous player. Now, they said she was completely out of gas, but I think the substitute that he went in for, she was the one who did all the flip throws, and that's how the Chicago scored the goal off one of those flip
throws.
And
he actually brought in two subs at the end of the game. And, I mean, obviously it was four. He was trying to bunker down as much as they could.
I think it just the players were very tired.
But still, to put two subs like that, well, you know what, if we wouldn't have scored, you would have said, hey, that was a great move. You want to make sure you're in sure goal. But on the other hand, really from up top, when I was watching from the perch there, you could see that Chicago was a very disciplined team. And I said that during the game, too. It's just they played their positions almost in a zonal way. And every time there was like a loose ball, there was always a Chicago player there, because they were just so disciplined and playing their spots. And then the Flash just kept trying to get through, but that defense was just very strong. And, you know, luckily a player like Presley took that far shot, which probably was going to be the only way we're going to score other than the corner kick, and it was a great shot.
And to their credit, you got to say that they lost two good players to injury.
They lost two of their best players. Ellen Massar went out with a pulled hamstring, and boy, I feel bad for her because she was in agony. She was screaming on this. It happened right above us in the press box, and she was screaming. It was very, very sad to see. And then Lori Chalupny, the former U.S. international player, one of their top players, the captain of the team, she also went out with an ankle injury. But, of course, we lost Omalin Davis to a knee injury, and then Stephanie Oakes, oh, my goodness. She was bleeding like a stuck pig, like they say in wrestling terms. She had a head-to-head clash with one of the Chicago players, and she had to be taken off on the cart because she was bleeding really badly. But I guess she was okay. I saw her after the match. There was no
And that's why
no
I got
permanent damage.
That's why I got angry at the referee, because
well, that was a head-to-head.
She let a lot of duty play goals.
Well, it was
and
very
she didn't call a penalty where it should have been a penalty.
Yeah, that should have been it was a penalty call, but
the reality of the thing is that you know, to be fair, you know, the referee, she's there. In this case, it was a she. And I don't know whether she closes her eyes or what, but we keep our eyes open, and we see everything. So I don't know what to say.
It's a very difficult job to be a referee.
And
I've
then,
been a referee.
And
I
then
know.
Let me tell you, the calls that the linesmen make, oh, my God, they should be I can't say the word.
Well, I'll tell you, the Flash scored, of course, and then they had to go through extra time and then penalties. And I tell you,
she was cool, calm, and collected.
What was interesting, all four of the goals the Flash scored on penalties all went to the goalie's left. She went right on every penalty. McCall's the only one who took the penalty to the right, and then their keeper Forbes saved it. I mean, and she's a big girl, 5'11", about 170, 175. She's actually still in college. She goes to the University of Milwaukee, University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. She'll be a senior this year. So, but I think it was the experience of the Flash penalty takers, I think, was the difference. All the five of them, except for Emily Mad Eggman, of course, at 19, but she played the World Cup, so she's got some seasoning.
And I got to say, I was very happy for the goalie Cameron, because I'm sure she would want that bobble back when that cross came over. We saw she called off the defender, and it was right in that spot, right out along the six-yard line, so you know your defenders jump out of the way, your goalie dives on the ball, but it bobbles, and you know, you got those the two forwards from your team are just waiting right there.
I know.
And so I was glad for Cameron that it turned around, and she was able to make those saves in the penalty kicks, and they won.
She was helped by her best friend, the post.
And she did another game-saving dive she made when they hit that breakaway. Chicago had that breakaway. I can't remember who had the breakaway, but... boy, what a great save.
She saved the game because it would have been 2-0, and it would have been all over.
Overall, it was a tremendous game for those people who missed it. What a shame. Where were you?
You should have been there.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you people? It was as exciting as last year's WPS championship match.
There is one thing that we must say. This year, you know, the squad was comprised of name players and, you know, well-to-know people. And the Chicago team was, I think, more experienced than the Flash. The Flash got a lot of rookies on it, and kudos to the coach. And we're gonna tell him about it because he was able to gel, bring those people together. And even though the midfield, I was complaining about the midfield and all that kind of thing because they didn't control the play. And they were doing the high balls, the English style, that kind of thing, which was an advantage to the way Chicago was playing.
Well, you know, sometimes the other team just plays very well, or at least well in the formation that they got set up. And I think they came out to play a physical game.
That's
and they were
going to
hold it, and it was going to be Mahar and Kolupny, you know, taking the breakaways.
And Weisenhofer played a great match. He's a big, talented player, I tell you.
Yeah.
Someone that big to take the flip throws. She's very agile, and she's gonna be a player to watch down the road. But before we go to our break, we got to mention congratulations to the Ottawa Fury for winning the W League. They beat the Pally Blues, who have Whitney Engen from the last year's Flash team on there, and Charlie Nemo, the coach, should have been here with the LA Blues men's team, but he was up with the Pally Blues women's team. And we mentioned, you want to know, Jessica Schufelt is from Rochester. She's on Ottawa. And matter of fact, her father and I went to school together.
Oh, man.
So she used to play for the Rochester Ravens. So congratulations to her. So unfortunately, we're never going to see Ottawa playing against the Western New York Flash because both teams are pretty much disbanded, but they've all gone home now and back to their lives and back to playing in, you know, a couple of players. Cat Reynolds is going to be playing in Germany starting this fall in the Bundesliga. So a lot of the players now are gone, and we'll see what happens next season with women's soccer, just like we're going to see what happens with, you know, the NASL and the USL Pro. So,
you know, it's going to be very interesting to follow what Flash player is going to go where.
Yep, WNYFlash.com, and go to their also their Twitter and Facebook pages to get you all the information. And then, of course, anything that comes up, we'll certainly have it here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. But let's get our first break going, as we're going to bring in Dick Howard, talk about the Olympic Games. We'll talk about the situation with women's soccer, the great duel between Abby Wambach and Christine Sinclair for second place all-time in scoring. And we'll give you the latest on the Abby getting cold cocked, and we'll let you know all about that and what the repercussions were. That's coming up next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Ashlyn Harris, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL.
Notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The 2012 WPSL Elite Champion Western New York Flash would like to thank all of their fans at Rochester and the surrounding area for helping them to an unprecedented third straight women's soccer title this year. Be sure to visit the Flash website at www.wnyflash.com during the offseason for the latest news on the team and information about season tickets for 2013. The three-time women's soccer champion Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Score big with Salins! Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins Deli Meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Cooja Cooj, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
The top two teams in the USL Pro League meet this Friday, August 3rd at Salem Stadium as the Rochester Rhinos host the Orlando City Lions, the newly crowned 2012 USL Pro regular season champions. Kickoff is at 7:35 p.m. Come and cheer on the Rhinos to a victory and a U.S. Pro Sports record 17th straight playoff appearance. Rhinos tickets can be purchased at the Salem Stadium box office through Ticketmaster or by calling the Rhinos at 454-KICK. Group sales discounts are also available. Be at the heart of Rhinos action at Salem Stadium all season long.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of both the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame and the 1970 Rochester Lancers NASL Championship Team, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
And our international report with Dick Howard is brought to you this and every week by our title sponsor, Top Notch Monogramming, Northfield Common in Pittsford. Number to call is 248-2650 or visit their website at topnotchmonogramming.com. Again, for all U.S. soccer fans out there, get your U.S. soccer gear, Rochester Lancers gear, and for your fall winter teams, get your embroidery, your monogramming done for your bags, your towels, etc. Top Notch Monogramming. Go visit Tony Michelle and say, Soccer is Kicking the Grass sent you over there. Dick, good evening. How you doing?
Good evening, guys. Good to chat to you again.
Well, Dick, boy, what a interesting couple of days, a few days in the Olympic Games. Boy, there's been some surprises, and there's been some very controversial things happening as well. But we teased about what happened with Abby. So, well, if you didn't hear it on Channel 10 News before we came on the air, Abby Wambach's perpetrator, Lady Andre, who is no lady, she got a two-match suspension for cold-cocking Abby in the eye. And I've heard rumors, though, that since she's pretty much out of the soccer tournament, the Colombian women's boxing team is trying to bring her on as a last-minute substitute. She thinks she has a good chance to win.
Yeah, you should have talent. No, I didn't see the incident. I read about it, and
it was just
that
a blatant cheap shot. It's too bad because, there's no place for that, especially in the Olympic Games. Not to mention soccer itself, but in the Olympic Games are supposed to be allegedly fair play and honesty. And we'll ask the Chinese swimmers about that one. But anyway, the tournament's going well. And we were talking about Christine Sinclair against Abby, the battle for second place all time in scoring, and it just keeps going back and forth between those two great strikers.
It is great, isn't it, when you look at the performances of these two young women in the tournament. And big game coming up, of course, for Canada. They are up against Sweden, who tied Japan 0-0. So it's not going to be easy for Canada in playing up in Newcastle, the hometown of coach John Herdman, so he'll be familiar. I'm sure he'll be taking the girls out to some good fish and chip shops if they win the game. But it's going to be a tough game for Canada tomorrow, although it looks as though they could qualify as one of the two best third-place teams, and in which case they could end up playing against the US of A, which will be really interesting, wouldn't it?
It would, but I think probably more likely, looking at what we were looking at the matchups, it's probably going to be the United States against New Zealand. New Zealand has got a good chance, I think, to beat Cameroon. They only have a -2 goal difference, and the U.S., I think, will pound North Korea tomorrow. I don't think it's going to be much. If France beat them 5-0, I think the U.S. should be able to handle North Korea, and that would make their goal difference less. And I think Canada has a really good chance to get at least a point tomorrow. So it means that Canada would have to play Brazil, which would be a very interesting match. You'd have Christine Sinclair against Marta, the former Flash teammates going against
former
each other.
Teammates. Yeah, no, all these permutations, it's great to sort of if and but, and certainly the bottom line is that the fans, and hopefully there will be good crowds for the game, will be the winners. But there's certainly going to be a tremendous crowd at Wembley for the Great Britain against Brazil game. That is really getting a lot of interest.
Absolutely. They're expecting about 70,000 fans for that game, and I think that's a good thing because there's been a lot of controversy about empty seats at a lot of these venues.
Well,
because,
hasn't I guess, you know, I've watched a lot of events, and I've been really surprised at the empty seats, and given that prior to the tournament, seats were hard to come by, and now you're looking at lots of non-occupied seats and unoccupied seats, and hopefully it'll change in the future.
Is it one of those things, Dick, where they're selling the seats to like corporations and
yep.
companies?
Well, this has been mentioned, Sam, and certainly that can be the case where you get these blocks to sponsors who put in money, they get an allocation of seats, and some of their people are not too interested in the sport and as a result don't show up. But they should be given out, you know, to schools. There's many groups that I'm sure would be delighted to go and watch an Olympic event, whatever it may be.
Absolutely. It's sad because I think a lot of these events, I think they want to see full stadiums, and I know the people in London are very upset about this because they all been shut out for tickets for these high profile events, including soccer, and they're wanting to know why these stadiums are half empty. So,
yeah.
But it's going to be they'll have an excellent crowd tomorrow with the Brazil Great Britain match, and it's going to be a battle. Both teams are undefeated, and it should be an exciting contest.
I think it will be. I think Hope Powell has done an excellent job with the Great Britain team, and certainly it will be a great contest because Brazil seem bound and determined to win both the men and women's tournaments. And of course, as we've said in previous shows, it's the one big thing that they've not yet won is an Olympic tournament. And with Argentina not being in the tournament this year, there were high hopes that they would do that. But still a long way to go. And there's still this Great Britain team, which up against Uruguay in their final game, but they're going to progress, and it's still early days.
Let's give a big round of applause, everybody, to Honduras. What
Wasn't
a
great result.
Result
against Spain?
Featuring three players that started Major League Soccer, and they knocked Spain out of the men's tournament. And what a great thing for CONCACAF. Mexico is top of their group. Honduras is right there for a spot in the knockout. So CONCACAF making some big waves in the Olympic tournament.
What happened to Spain, Dick? What happened that they
crashed and burned?
They crashed and burned, yeah. What's your opinion?
Well, with the Spanish team?
Yes.
Well, it's... You know, I've mentioned this before, that when you've got teams right at the top of the tree, and you look at Spain of where they have been, you know, with regards to their performances at the international level, and there's always these high expectations, and, you know, you look at a well-organized team that gets its play right, and this seems to be the case with Honduras, with some outstanding goalkeeping and fine defending, and on any given day, you can get results like this, but maybe some of the play a little bit tight after the long season. Who knows? But it's good for the game when this happens because there were high expectations, of course, that Spain would be World Cup champions, Euro champions, and Olympic champions, but that's not to be now.
They were beaten by Japan as well, which it's nobody expected that from, you know, on the men's side. I know that the women's side, they're the reigning champions.
Japan has a shot to be possibly a double gold medalist in there in the soccer, because the Japanese men have done very well so far. They're top of Group D, and one of only two teams that are undefeated. The other one is Brazil.
It would be a great final, because I'm a fan of Japan soccer, and I don't know if a lot of people know this, but Japan, I don't know how many years ago, they started out their international coaching. They opened it up to Brazilian coaches.
Zico, yeah, well, there's a lot of Brazilian players, Brazilian coaches that play and coach in Japan over the years, so they're very familiar with Brazilian futebol. And over the years, and I saw them in an Olympic tournament in, I think it was 96, where they actually beat Brazil, you know, and it's certainly great for Japanese football that they are doing so well for both the men and women's game.
Well, I think the team that I think has been the most entertaining team so far, I think across the board, has been Senegal. Watch them play against Uruguay, and even with 10 men, they were dominating play, and they're playing with flair and happiness and excitement and a lot of great skill. The English fans were really behind them. They're a lot of fun to watch.
I think that's the great thing, isn't it? And I'm seeing that in some of the women's games, that there are smiles on the faces of players, which is, you know, not the norm at times. But when you see great things happening and the crowd get into it, then, you know, the players are picking up, and we're seeing some stars of the future, certainly, at both the men and women's level in this tournament. I think it is shaping up to be a tremendous finale for the Olympic soccer.
You know what the best part is, guys? We get to watch every match in soccer. Not like back in 1984 when they didn't even show the final that drew 100,000 people to the Rose Bowl.
Oh, I know. That was a disgrace.
I know. Now we got the Olympic Soccer Channel here, Dick, and then are on the dish and on the cable, so we can see every single match. And it's been – Shep Messing actually did one of the matches yesterday, so – good to see our boy Shep helping, getting a little more income in his pocket there. He did a great job, too, with JP Della Camera.
Good. That's good to hear. You know, I think it's great, as you say, with the coverage. And given what is available, it's always good. And we've talked about this before, of seeing top-quality soccer for the young boys and girls all over U.S. and Canada. It really gives them something, hopefully, to look forward to in the future. And I'm just very impressed with the way most of these young women conduct themselves, you know, in the interviews and comments following the game. Hope Solo excluded, possibly. I didn't see that comment she made about Brandi Chastain.
She was misquoted.
Is that right?
I think we need to hear the
headlines, and I didn't know what was behind it. You guys would know more than me on that situation.
We were in the press box watching the Flash match, and we saw the tweets coming from Hope, and I'm like, what is going on here? We didn't know what Brandi actually is. She made a comment about one of the defenders not playing, not keeping the ball, or staying back and defending, and I think that's what got Hope a little ticked off, that, you know, it's not the same game it was 10
years ago. Or poor goalkeeping or whatever. You know, there's people watching the game, and they expect an analyst to say, well, you know, the goal was scored because of a mistake by a certain player. It's there in high definition, and you have to call it as you see it.
Right. I think Brandi was being objective, and Hope was saying, don't be objective. You know, remain subjective. But, you know, she's there calling, you know, she's working for the Olympics, right?
She's working for NBC.
For NBC, so, you know.
Yeah, well, NBC's had a lot of problems with their Olympic coverage, as we well know. So,
Dick, I called the game, too. I mean, with the Flash game, I get in all sorts of trouble. I'm back to myself. Don't liking referees anymore.
He's going to be red-carded.
Oh, no, yeah. Joe. Oh. I thought you were changing.
No, I thought I was changed. And now my blood boils. I kicked the people in front of me. I kicked the people... Whatever ball that, you know, they kick, I kick. And then
everybody has to look out when you're watching a game, not to sit too close to you. Okay.
I know. We got
point
his brother's got to keep
I'll remember
under
that
control.
In the future, Joe.
Well, Dick, we got just a minute left here. The transfer market still obviously is still open, and no move for Clint Dempsey yet. Of course, he wants to go away from Fulham, and Fulham doesn't really want to let him go. And they're saying Chelsea's on a spending, still on their spending spree, and the Hulk has not been signed yet. But there's was also a shock rumor, and again, rumors taken for what they are, that Manchester United might make an offer for Ashley Cole, which would be that would be a huge stunner if that happened. But what are you hearing? Anything? Interesting?
There's just so much. I think we could talk the whole hour on all the rumours going round. I'm just happy with one signing by Toronto FC of Eric Hasley from Vancouver. TFC, of course, have their CONCACAF Champions League game against the Club Deportivo Aguila from El Salvador on Wednesday, and hopefully Hasley will be and prove to be a fine signing by Paul Mariner, and they can get a good result in this opening game in this stage of the Champions League.
And Toronto did very well in the Champions League last year, and Toronto actually doing very well under Paul Mariner. Maybe this is the what's going to turn around the Reds, get them into winning form.
Yeah, they had a tough game on the weekend. Houston are a good team, we know that. They're well coached and well organized and deserve their win. And TFC has just got to bounce back, and they've got a good opportunity on Wednesday.
Well, Dick, we appreciate all the information as always, and Sam and I will be covering the Rhinos match on Friday night on USL Live or U Nation. So, take a listen in if you got a few minutes on
Excellent.
Friday. Best two teams in the league playing.
It's great, and I'm delighted to see the way the Rhinos are going, and hopefully, you know, we'll get the championship. But it's going to be a good game. This Orlando team's done well, of course, this season, and it'll be a good game and a good crowd.
And they're going to have two good guys calling the play.
Well, that's the key thing. That will be the key feature, Joe.
Okay, Dick, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you again next Monday.
Okay, guys, all the best. Bye for
Bye.
Now.
Dick Howard here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. When we come back, speaking of the Rhinos in Orlando, we'll speak to somebody who probably knows more about both those teams than anyone. He played for Orlando last season, their championship team. He's with the Rhinos this year. Defender Jack Traynor will join us on WYSL 92.1 FM at 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Abby Wambach. You're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL.
Proudly conservative.
WYSL.
You're listening to the new home of Salem Network News, 92.1 FM, 1040 AM, WYSL, Avon Rochester.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
The 2012 WPSL Elite Champion Western New York Flash would like to thank all of their fans at Rochester and the surrounding area for helping them to an unprecedented third straight women's soccer title this year. Be sure to visit the Flash website at www.wnyflash.com during the offseason for the latest news on the team and information about season tickets for 2013. The three-time women's soccer champion Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Is your family growing and it's time to move up to your next home? You can afford to build your next home. Why buy an existing house with someone else's problems when a new construction Faber home will be built to suit your style and your needs? Faber homes are in communities with good schools, parks, and the conveniences your family needs. Visit a Faber Homes model today at Berkshire Park in Henrietta, and coming soon, Regency Park in Greece. Give Faber Homes a call today at 359-4800 or visit FaberHomes.com for homes starting at $139,900. Faber Homes. Great homes. Great price.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's The Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Ravens, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
The top two teams in the USL Pro League meet this Friday, August 3rd at Salem Stadium as the Rochester Rhinos host the Orlando City Lions, the newly crowned 2012 USL Pro regular season champions. Kickoff is at 7:35 p.m. Come and cheer on the Rhinos to a victory and a U.S. Pro Sports record 17th straight playoff appearance. Rhinos tickets can be purchased at the Salem Stadium box office through Ticketmaster or by calling the Rhinos at 454-KICK. Group sales discounts are also available. Be at the heart of Rhinos action at Salem Stadium all season long.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti, Joe Redcard, Sirianni, and Sam Mongiovi. We're speaking with Aaron Lyons, the coach of the WPSL champion Western New York Flash, coming up in our final segment. But right now we want to bring in, certainly will be one of the focal points for tomorrow, Friday night's match between the Rhinos and the 2012 regular season champion Orlando City Lions. Played for Orlando last year, their championship side, and now will be trying to knock off the Lions in Friday's match. Joined by Rhinos defender Jack Traynor. Jack's appearance brought to you by the Rhinos. Don't forget, it's Friday night at 7:35 kickoff. The top two teams in the USL Pro League play at Salem Stadium, Rhinos and Orlando. 454 kick for tickets. Jack, thanks for being with us. How you doing?
Thanks for having me. Doing really well.
Well, very, very happy to have you on. It was the first time we've had you on, so welcome aboard. Andrew here, Joe Sirianni here.
How are you doing, Andrew?
I'm doing well. No, Jack is doing good, too.
How are you doing, Jack? No,
very good. Excited for this weekend.
Well, let me tell you, Jack, that Orlando's going to come over here, and that's one of the team that you played with last year. And we are curious to find out all the in and outs that you know about the team. So this is time for confession right now. So go right ahead.
Sure. They're a very good side. They're a very possession-oriented team. They like to go forward. I think that's their biggest strength, is they go forward so much they don't have to defend very often. And, I think after watching our game against them down in Orlando, I think there's some spots where, if we start to keep the ball a little bit more and play a bit more possession, I think we can, draw on their weaknesses, which, obviously only losing one game in the year, it's hard to find against a team like that. But, I think it's one of those where, having a home game against them and, not having to travel and play two games in 3 days, will definitely be a big plus for us. So, I think it's going to be an interesting game. We'll see how they play, obviously, clinching the championship and all that already. But, hopefully they play their A squad, because, it'd be great to see how we match up, especially with a little bit of rest and all that.
Yeah, I think we agree with you, because last time we did 4-0 loss. You guys suffered to them. It was, there was a lot of travel issues.
Wilmington. They played Wilmington 2 days before, and this time Harrisburg plays Orlando on Wednesday, so they're going to come in with less rest than the Rhinos, who are playing just once a week now for the rest of the season.
So we're going to win 4-0.
All right. Well, that's Sam's prediction, 4-0. Don't say nothing.
Yeah,
Sam.
The other thing is that they already clinched, so. They have nothing to prove anymore. So maybe they're just, you know, they won't be so anxious to score.
Well, Jack, given your knowledge of the team, do you think that they're going to start resting some players for the playoffs, or are they just going to continue bring their top level players? Of course, they got the top two scorers in the league. They got the best goalkeeper in the league. They have one of the top midfields. Right up the spine, they are so strong, and that's obviously something we're going to have to look out for. But do you think we're going to be seeing the A team, or do you think we'll be seeing a mixture of maybe the starters and some of the reserves? Players.
Well, knowing Adrian from last year, you know, I think for this game and for majority of the games for the remainder of the season, I think he'll start at least a majority of the players. You know, maybe giving a few guys here or there, you know, that have a couple knocks, a rest. But you know, for the most part, he likes to keep the team together. You know, he'll want to keep the team, you know, at their top level. But you know, he'll only give rest if guys really need it. So yeah, I mean, I would assume, you know, you can see a majority of their starting lineup here on Friday night.
Well, Sam and I are going to be calling the match on USL Live, so we're trying to get some information from you so we know what to prepare for ourselves. But the Liners have had four shutouts in the last five matches, the only exception being that loss down in Orlando. So, I mean, the team seems defensively, with yourself and Georgios Kyriassis back in the lineup now, you're back to that solid defense we saw at the beginning of the season. And LA, the LA match, they played pretty well the first 15 minutes, but then it seemed the Rhinos took control of the match and kept it for pretty much the rest of the way. Was there some kind of adjustment made a little ways into the match to take LA out of their game?
I don't know if it was so much of an adjustment or, you know, us just kind of waking up. I know a couple times throughout the season we've had a couple slow starts, but, you know, I think this game was one of those where you know, the first 10-15 minutes was a bit rough for us, but once we settled the game down, you know, started keeping possession, which I think for us is one of our biggest compliments, is when we can keep the ball. You know, it makes our back four job 10 times easier. You know, I think that's what we did against LA, is we just kept the ball, where, you know, it makes mine and Troy's and George's and Lucas's job so easy. But yeah, I think the back four, you know, I think we're back to our comfort level, you know, playing together, and I think at the same time, our entire team's getting back to that, you know, that top-tier level that we had at the beginning of the season. And, you know, we had spurts throughout the season. But, you know, I think these past four games, you know, excluding the Orlando, you know, I think we've seen some far better soccer, which you know, is promising now coming up to the playoffs.
Jack, you know, my one observation that I want to make is that, just like you said, the defense is really gelling now since George has come back. And it was better. It was good even before he came back. But the problem that I see is that you guys are always under the gun, because for some reason there is a lot of chase in the midfield and very little possession. And whenever have the possession, you know, they give the ball what I call the hospital ball, when they give the ball to a player that's already got two players on him, marking him, and then, of course, the pressure goes back to your guys in trying to defend. Is there something that has been adjusted that's going to be, that you guys going to have to work on it? Because, you know, a team like Orlando, you know, has got possession orientated, and, you know, they got the better skill, so to speak. We chase.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, the past few weeks, you know, especially this past week before the LA game, you know, Jesse harped on us keeping the ball more. You know, practice is oriented more around, you know, us actually possessing the ball and not chasing the entire time. You know, some games, as you guys have seen, you know, we have had to chase a good amount. But, you know, I think we've we're figuring it out. You know, I think Orlando is definitely a bit of a wake-up call for us, you know, seeing how much they possess the ball. And, you know, how many times, how easily we turn the ball over as well. But, you know, I think it's one of those, it was a good wake-up call for us. You know, it allowed us to kind of rethink our methods, especially before playoffs, and, you know, just kind of make some minor adjustments with, you know, I think Jesse and Bill Sedgwick have done really well. And, you know, it seems like it's all starting to come together. I know our training sessions are getting better and better as the week has progressed. So, you know, hopefully we'll see with this Orlando team, you know, hopefully we can possess it against them being the, you know, the top team, and show that, you know, all the hard work for the past,
in a couple of weeks, you know, is paying off and that we're on the right path.
Well, Jack, the one thing that's good for the Rhinos this year is that you guys are playing once a week now, basically for the rest of the season. And I'm sure the guys are all very happy not to have to have those, you know, 2-3 match a week scenarios, which I know is very draining. Is that, you think that's also being helping the team to get ready for this playoff run?
Oh yeah, it's a huge relief not only on your mind but, you know, as your body as well. You know, I think the biggest thing for us is, you know, it gives Jesse and Sedge much more time to sit down and focus on, you know, more the tactical side and, you know, little things that we can fix where, you know, when you're playing 2 or 3 games a week, it's tough to sit down and actually practice and train and work on things, you know, instead of just having to have, you know, one session where it's a recovery day and then the next day you're in playing. So, you know, I think it's a huge benefit for us. You know, it allows us every week to come in and sort out the things we did right, the things we did wrong, and, you know, the things we need to improve on. And, you know, coming into the playoffs, that's obviously a huge benefit for us to allow us to, you know, kind of reflect on every game and, you know, try to improve our team as a whole, you know, each and every week.
Jay, do you think you guys are going to stick with a 4-5-1 formation, or are you guys going to try and go to a more of a 4-4-2 playing against Orlando,
you know,
this Friday?
With Orlando, I think, you know, I think we'll stick with the 4-5-1. Obviously, offensively, you know, we try to get Tam more into the attack and make it more of a 4-4-2. You know, I think we're just going to stay with what we know. And, you know, we've been making minor changes and, you know, kind of figuring out with, you know, with the defense that we have now and, you know, Chris coming in as well. Just, you know, we've been kind of tinkering here and there, and I think we've, you know, come up with a pretty good solution. And obviously, you know, we'll see how well it does against Orlando, and then, you know, we'll go from there and see what we need to either perfect or, you know, if we got it right or not.
Well, Jack Jets, Sam and I are very excited about calling the game on Friday, and Joe will be, of course, there in the front row and trying to keep control of himself as he's been.
I'm going to evaluate the referee. That's
oh, yeah, I know, but just do it silently, okay?
Yeah.
But we're going to say it's going to be a great match, ladies and gentlemen. This is the top two teams in the league playing right here, and Orlando is an excellent club, and the Rhinos, of course, are going to be trying to get a point, at least a point, for hopefully 3 points on Friday. So it's definitely a match to see. It's supposed to be a beautiful day. So Jack, look forward to seeing you, and Joe and Sam, I look forward to calling the match on Friday. Good luck to you guys.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me, guys.
Good luck, Jack.
Jack Trainer here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass from the Rochester Rhinos. And when we come back, we will be joined by the head coach of the WPSL Elite Champion Western New York Flash, Aaron Lyons, here on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Doug Miller, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 1040.
Stand in love in a sea of emotion with faithful devotion. You are there in the heat of the night, under the streetlights. Warm fire at the edge of the fire for the love of the jungle. Again and again, oh yeah. It can't take my life.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
New Way Auto Parts, with 6 locations in the Rochester area, is your full-service auto parts store, servicing both wholesale and retail customers. New Way Auto Parts is the first choice for local repair shops and dealers for over 50 years. Shop where the pros do at New Way Auto Parts. Go to HanAuto.com or the Frontier pages for more information, addresses, and phone numbers. That's HanAuto.com for New Way Auto Parts.
The top two teams in the USL Pro League meet this Friday, August 3rd at Salem Stadium as the Rochester Rhinos host the Orlando City Lions, the newly crowned 2012 USL Pro regular season champions. Kickoff is at 7:35 p.m. Come and cheer on the Rhinos to a victory and a U.S. Pro Sports record 17th straight playoff appearance. Rhinos tickets can be purchased at the Salem Stadium box office through Ticketmaster or by calling the Rhinos at 454-KICK. Group sales discounts are also available. Be at the heart of Rhinos action at Salem Stadium all season long.
There's a car accident in this country every 5 seconds. That's why Allstate thinks it's time for an entirely different kind of car insurance, with features like accident forgiveness and a safe driving bonus. It's called Your Choice Auto, and it's only from Allstate. Are you in good hands?
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo today at 244-2130. Features are optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo. Levo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Coosia Coosh, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
The 2012 WPSL Elite Champion Western New York Flash would like to thank all of their fans at Rochester and the surrounding area for helping them to an unprecedented third straight women's soccer title this year. Be sure to visit the Flash website at www.wnyflash.com during the offseason for the latest news on the team and information about season tickets for 2013. The three-time women's soccer champion Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
That's another song I like to hear, especially when it's Rochester and Western New York who are the champions, even more than Chelsea. So we're very happy back here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass with Andrew Battisti, Joe Sirianni, Sam Mongiovi. Very happy to be joined now by a three-time champion, a three-time coaching champion in three different leagues. It's only been done once before, as far as I could find out. Gretna and Scotland did it three straight seasons, going from third to second to first to premiership, but never in women's soccer. So it's a unique accomplishment for the Western New York Flash. We're joined now by the coach, Aaron Lyons. Aaron's appearance brought to you by the Flash. And again, keep tabs on the Flash website at WNYFlash.com for all the off-season news and information about 2013. Aaron, thanks for joining us, and we can't say enough how we were so excited and happy of the way the matches went this past weekend. It was just incredible, exciting soccer, and you guys just proved that, again, just like Chelsea, guts, determination, belief in yourself, and never giving up can overcome anything in this sport.
Thanks for having me on, Andrew. Yeah, obviously, over the moon. I mean, I can barely put it in words. You know, tough to describe. I think I aged during that 120 minutes plus PKs. I think I aged 3 years. But yeah, just over the moon, excited for the players. A lot of young players that had come in and played in top programs in the country but hadn't necessarily known what it takes to win. So, you know, just over the moon to be able to do it with this young team and, you know, kind of pave the way, hopefully, for more from them individually as they move on in their careers, hopefully with us.
So many unexpected turns in this game, Aaron. I mean, in the beginning of the game, you have Davis coming out, and then they had their two players come out. One had the hamstring pull, but it looks like Davis and was it Kapochny? Kolobny, sorry. Like they had more of an ankle twist from the field. Were you worried at that point that there might be more injuries? Or
No, I mean, it's not a matter of worrying. I mean, I was obviously disappointed for the player having to come out in such a big game, but it's just in that moment as a coach, I'm just thinking, well, what's the next best, what's the solution here, you know? And we had a good solution for Davis before a Haybo had come on and won us the semi-final against the Fury, so that was pretty much an eye for an eye. And then from with Stephanie Oakes going down, it was a matter of bringing on Jodie Ann Robinson. So obviously disappointed to lose two players like that, but what we've been saying all season is our strength of the squad is, you know, the ability to be able to bring anyone in there and hopefully have an impact on the game. So I think we saw that Jodie Ann, you know, had a positive impact, as did Laura, on the game. It wasn't quite, Laura couldn't quite do what she did on Wednesday night. But how many times you do that when you go into a game? But Jodie Ann played Presley the final ball there before she hit that that rocket in the 96th minute. So, yeah, over the moon for those two players to get in the game and help us the way that they did.
Well, Aaron, just a congratulations from all of us, because we were, you know, you were excited, we were excited. Everybody was excited, you know. I sit in the proximity of where you guys are, and the people behind us, and I'm sure you heard them. You had all the people behind you, and just like I've been telling, I kicked every ball that the players kicked, and I kept my mouth on the referee. But that's, you know.
Well, you're a young man, Joe. Yeah, you should be kicking every ball. Yeah.
But the problem is that. I know that the referee, you know, admonished you a couple times, and you know, they were kind of a little bit out of control themselves. But going back to the game, it was an exciting game. I think that the final result really tells the story, because you had a younger team this year, and you were able to bring them together and win a championship. So kudos to you guys. Kudos to the whole organization. And what I'd like to ask you right now is, what's for next year? Where are we going?
Well, at the moment, we're kind of, I speak for myself here and my wife, we're kind of enjoying this this championship. our owner, Joe, has already moved on and is looking... you know, looking to see what the next step is for us. Yeah, and obviously we will be, as the week progresses on, you know, just looking to what the next step is for the Western New York Flash as an organization. If there is a, you know, if it's a WPSL Elite is the highest level of women's soccer next year, then that's where we'll be. If it's if it happens to be something else, then we'll have a serious look at it. So... Yeah, you know, I can't really say much more than that right now. My players have you know, pretty much leaving Buffalo, or have left Buffalo already, and you know, had Catherine Reynolds, who's left for Germany today to play in the Bundesliga, and there'll be a couple of other players leaving to go and play abroad, just to you know, broaden their horizons and play in a longer season than our four or five month season here. So. That's where it's at right now, enjoying the moment, enjoying the three-peat, and, yeah, we'll see what the next step is as the, you know, days and weeks progress.
Well, Aaron, we will certainly be keeping tabs on everything's going on with the Flash. We're very happy and was privileged to be covering you guys all season long, just like we did last season as well. And hopefully 2013 will be an even a bigger, better year for the Flash. Four-peat would be amazing. So congratulations to you and to the whole organization. And if anything comes up, please let us know, and we'll get the word out to all of our listeners. Thanks again.
We'll be calling.
Thank you for everything you guys have done this season for us, okay?
Thanks, Aaron. Have a good one. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Aaron Lyons, the head coach of the Western New York Flash here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, and it's going to be an interesting off season in women's soccer, to say the least.
Three championships years in a row. It's got to be fun being him.
And Alex Salem and Joe, and they're a class organization. They really
are.
They are,
too. That's right. Coach, owner Salem, absolutely.
Absolutely. So congratulations to the Flash. And, of course, the Rhinos will be in action this Friday night, 7:35 at Salem Stadium against the champion Orlando City Lions. You listen to the game on UNation and USL Live in the stadium on your cellular device. Sam and I will be calling all the action. I want to thank Aaron and AJ Cesare from the Flash and Jack Trainer. No, I won't be doing that. I'll be doing it very nicely.
Like
Jack Trainer, Greg Stanton from the Rhinos. We'll have to listen to hear how I'm going to call the goals. This has been Andrew Battisti, Joe Sirianni, Sam Mongiovi, Dick Howard up in Toronto, and Bob D'Angelo at WYSL. Be with us again next Monday at 6:30 for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM at 10:40 a.m. and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. Good night, everyone.
Come on, Andrew. Do it.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Top Notch Monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor, New Way Auto Parts, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.